reach the island.
Welcome to the show. My name's Dave, a.k.a. The Uncredible Sulk, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from fistfulofpodcasts.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-host, all the way from the Reno Sparks area, and up first we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the show. My name's Andy, and this is a Fistful of That Radical Rock, our Nickelodeon Guts fan podcast. Let's take it to the leaderboards, Mo!
Hey.
Good one.
I don't know what Mo says.
You can tell Adam was really clued in on that bit you were trying to do. Hey. Cool.
My name's Mo. All
right, so, you know, the titular Mo, the man who says hey when you throw to him, is one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
It's Mo's most quotable line.
Hey.
Hey.
Classic Mo. In studio, of course. We got Trum over there on the couch.
Hello.
There it is. He'll say goodbye later, and that's all he ever needs.
It's more than he deserves.
Yeah, it's 50% more than he deserves, but I let him have the goodbye, too. Also in studio, we have Chris over there on the couch.
It's not a tumor.
It's not.
It might be.
Well, it turns out not a tumor. It was a beach ball.
Oh.
Anyway, guys.
In his head?
Yeah, in his head. Anyway, guys. I posted this, you know, obviously by now everybody realized I'm back on our show Facebook for a greater or lesser time. So, and I posted this, and for those of you who missed it, I'm just going to go over it because it was insane. So,
was it the dinosaur controversy?
Oh, no, Morocco? No. That was a whole nother debacle. But seriously,
that's a whole nother episode.
Like, if you're going to be selling dinosaur teeth, you know, say, like, not everything has to be a T-Rex, like the T-Rex of Morocco, the T-Rex of this. Like, just say the name, jackass. Fuck.
Yeah, you're T-wrecking the dinosaur tooth market.
Yeah, you're causing the fossil industry, you know, is T-wrecking.
To go extinct.
They're in a T-Rex, a car T-Rex? I don't know.
Look at this try-hard ceratops.
Try-hard.
That's not funny, sir. This is a T-boning accident.
Well, it looks like we got a T-wreck over there.
People died.
My wife is dead. I don't know why I'm so calm.
Also in the UK, a T-wreck is when your teacup falls over.
No.
Ah, oh, T-wreck. Man.
That guy's a T-Rex.
Yeah, moral of the story is, it was a Carcharodontosaurus, not a T-Rex of Morocco, so he can shove that up his ass. Anyway,
idiots.
Moral of the story is, Hog Beast is gone, like, for good. She got fired right in front of my eyes.
Now, why?
Because she is a piece of shit, and
too
nobody liked
loans.
Her. The only reason she was there was because my boss kept her there, and now that my boss left, guess what? Bonsai, Hog Beast is out.
Oh, I didn't realize your boss had left, too.
Yeah, she was forced to quit.
She resigned.
Did she resign in disgrace?
Kind of, yes. Because, like, the owners have been coming in and being like, yeah, whether she quit or we fired her, she was going to leave.
She was out either way.
Yeah.
We found that she wasn't doing any work, and when she does, you had to correct it all the time.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Oh, well, I've got news on that. Well, anyway, so Hog Beast is gone, so I'm cleaning out her desk using a pair of gloves. And I'm shredding everything.
You open it up, it's just bubbling nacho cheese. There's no heating element.
Oh,
like, I had to bring in a vacuum. There was, like, underneath her was, like, where they used to feed carnival pigs.
Ew, like, are you joking me?
There was so much food and shit just spread everywhere. So, like, whatever. So I'm like, looking at all these things. And these are important documents that I personally needed to have because they were insured stuff that she was just putting in a drawer and then forgetting about.
Nice.
What?
Yeah. So I'm like, well, this is no longer relevant by about 6 months. So I'm shredding all this stuff and I find a payday loan receipt.
All right.
So, now see, payday loans, I've always looked at them as, I didn't know the rates that they gave out, but I was always told, you know, payday loans and all that stuff, that it's not good.
Well, like in boot camp, they go out of their way to tell you over and over again, don't get payday loans. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a big problem with people coming out of boot
camp.
Look,
you military idiots.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. So, Trum, do some math while I'm talking about this.
Okay.
So, back in November,
all right,
she got a $400 payday loan that every 2 weeks she has to pay $76 and change for 17 payments. For a grand total of $1,200 and some odd. So what is the interest rate on that shit, Trum? If you're borrowing $400 and have to pay back $1,200?
$400.
pay back $1,200.
Yeah.
What's, well, that's 300%.
Jesus. So yeah, she's paying 300% interest on $400 for the next, like, and it's stretched on until, like, she's probably still paying it.
Doesn't she have something she can sell?
Like plasma?
I doubt it. I don't think anybody wants that.
Well, we separated out your blood, and it turned into red blood cells and butter.
Yeah, so Paula Deen's coming in here for a pickup later.
Did you say that she had to ask the owner to...
Oh, yeah, and so since now I get all the mail, I get this thing. It's from the Arizona Department of Economic Security or whatever. I'm like, oh, what's that? So I open it up. This bitch has already filed for unemployment, and it was 3 days after she was fired.
I did it the next day.
Well, but here's the thing. That's not, that in itself isn't, like, weird. But then the boss comes in and was like, oh, yeah, she had me sign these papers for her various payday loan sharks, telling them essentially, hey, this person no longer has a job, so cut them some slack, I guess.
But
oh, my God.
I guess that seems like a good form.
You don't get unemployment when you're fired, right?
You do.
I did.
That's the
I think
only
that's
time
when you get unemployment.
Yeah, that's the only time you get unemployment.
Yeah. Well, if you quit, you don't get it because you're voluntarily leaving. But if you're fired, you can do it, but they can say no.
So now this the hog beast has no insurance, no money coming in.
No
and on
friends.
Top of that, like all the people who I assume got that letter from the owner saying that she was fired are like, okay, you don't have to pay, but they're not halting the interest. So that's still 300% interest every 2 weeks.
It's building.
We're fine with you taking a break.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know what? Don't sweat it. We'll just keep the tally running.
I like that's to like, be a loan shark that you can sit down and have a sandwich
yeah,
with.
Yeah, that immediately, like when I saw that, it immediately reminded me of the commercial that was going around here. Like almost every Super Bowl, the payday loan places go, is your only problem with gambling that you don't have enough money?
Actually.
That's
and it's like,
nothing.
Hey, why don't you take out a second mortgage? Give us your car title. Payday loan? Eh?
That's nothing. Here in Arizona, there was, I forget what it was. It was a Native American run business. And it was like Black Eagle loans or Thunder Mountain loans. Or it was something, it felt very stereotypical and kind of racist to me.
The only interest here is our interest in your well-being.
Yeah, but no. So they did have the typical Native American guy.
Titles.
They had the typical American guy. He was wearing like a jean vest and had a long black ponytail. And he was standing in front of like time-lapse photography of like the Sedona Mountains. Mm-hmm. And so he'd say.
Was it like Steel-Eyed Joe?
He'd say, hey, come to, you know, Black Bear payday loans. He's like, yeah, the interest is high, but if you pay it back, it's no big deal. Like, he said these things on his commercial.
Well, that's the truth of it.
Yeah, he said, are the interest rates high? Yes, but if you pay them, it's fine. So come on down and we'll give you money. And I'm like, holy shit.
It's 300% interest in one turquoise bobble per week.
Yeah. They say, we call it maize, but here it's payday loans.
If you guys keep this up, we're never going to get syndicated.
I don't think. I think that's the furthest thing away from like our actual
that's
demand.
That's my last concern.
My new favorite commercial in the world is we have a smoke shop down the street from us.
Uh-huh.
And now they have a commercial where a guy just comes on and goes, it's legal! Yay! Legal! We're high all the time!
He's like, well, I'm high right now! And he reaches off screen and pulls in a giant doobie.
I can do this now!
He's like, come on down and talk to the stoners! So I did.
Yeah, well, of course you did. Local commercials are always like crazy because they don't have to, like if it's a chain and it's a national chain, like there's someone above them being like, no, that's racist, this is offensive, this is that. But like for local commercials, you can dress up in blackface and dance the Charleston around a top hat and they'll be like, oh, okay, I guess I should
go
get
what the hell are they advertising? Yeah. Milk?
What are they even selling?
It turns out it was mufflers. So
well, it's like the local commercial for the guys who would fix your transmission.
Uh-huh.
But the guy was like, "Is the tranny monster in your car?"
Tranny monster.
Yeah, that's what the commercial said.
But it was just a transgender like dude in the back wearing a wig, and he's like, "Hello," and I'm like, "Ah,
someone gonna drive me somewhere?"
gross. The tranny monster's in my car.
Get rid of it.
My local business with the commercial that I love the most is out of business now.
Oh, no.
Gameforce is out of business, Adam.
What?
Yeah. The commercial was basically the big fat guy who owned it took his home video camera and would, like, shoddily zoom in on stuff. So it was like, we have games. And at the end, he goes, you challenge me to any game. I'll smoke you.
There was, and I couldn't believe this happened, and they since stopped. But when I worked at the Ford dealership, they used to produce their own local commercials.
Oh, Lord.
And it was fucking, like, okay, so my boss at the time, he's like, oh, yeah, you ever see this commercial I was in? It was back in, like, the early 2000s, late 90s. I'm like, no, never. So he pulls it up, and he's, like, pretending to be the president. Everything, like, there's nothing is color corrected.
Which president?
It's washed out, like, a Super 8, like, VHS recorder. And he's like, come on down, I'm the president of deals or something. And I'm like, this
was a landslide victory when I got voted in.
Electoral College, sad.
Yeah, I say, this looks like I recorded it back in the 90s when I was a kid. And he's like, yeah, that's why we don't do them anymore.
I went to the Harvard for car salesmen.
Yeah.
So Adam and I went to the movies the other day.
Uh-huh.
And there's this orthodontist that has a commercial that plays before the movies. At one, he looks like a child molester. And two,
he looks like an albino.
Like, he comes on and goes, do you want a beautiful smile?
Gross.
he's got this, like, whisper quiet voice and this deadpan expression with just a slight grin.
You're like, oh my God.
That's nothing. Like, this took me longer to figure out the code than I'd like to admit. But here in Arizona, there's a local doctor, Dr. Knighton.
Acula.
Who does, yeah, Dr. Acula. No, Dr. Knighton, who does, I think, like, liposuction and fat-related stuff. So, always has a slide before every movie you see in Arizona. So, his website is DRK Knighton. So, it looked like Dark Knight on. And I was like, oh, that's that Dark Knight guy. This is years before. Here's
that dentist, Batman.
Yeah, this is years before the Christopher Nolan Batman. So it would be like, cool. Email me at darknighton@ fatlosers.com or whatever. I'm like, what? And then, you know, which was crazy because you never think those type of things will interact with your life personally. But I had a cousin who went to her to one of those doctors, Summer. She's been on the show. And they essentially gave her methamphetamine.
What? Ugh.
Yeah, we were going to the gym at the time, and she's like, yeah, you know those Dr. Knighton commercials? I'm like, oh, the Dark Knight on?
And fatlosers.com looks like it was made in the GeoCities days, and it's just a...
Oh, hold on, let me get back to the... I'll talk more about that in a sec. But yeah, so they gave her these pills, and she's like, yeah, I've got a ton of energy, but I'm always grinding my teeth because, like, she's essentially on meth!
Grinding my teeth into nubs.
Yeah, so she got off that. But here's the thing. If you want to go into, find a website unchanged since its inception, go to spacejammovie.com.
Oh, I've been there recently.
Yeah, hasn't changed since 1996.
Stop by at least once a week.
Looks great. Yeah, just to check in. Make sure, like, that's your cornerstone. You're like, as long as this still exists, I'm okay. Yeah,
I check the board and see what's new with Space Jam.
Email the webmaster, see if you can get me in touch with Jordan.
Be like, hey, Bugs Bunny. Yeah, I've been bothering him about a sequel for 20 years.
You know they're trying to make one.
Oh, God. I hope they don't.
With LeBron, I think.
Oh, God.
Like, all the Looney Tunes voices are so far and away from their original timbre. Like, it's not even worth it anymore, right?
Well, but the guys who did the voices in Space Jam are still alive.
Yeah, but they're not good.
Yeah, and I don't think they even use them anymore. Like, they're doing... Well, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but they're doing, like, a Looney Tunes series right now,
You
think.
Can't do Looney Tunes after 1954.
Well, I've seen bits and pieces of it. It doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, I remember, like, in the 90s, they tried to reboot it. Do you guys remember that? Where, like, Bugs Bunny would dance out in front of a red curtain and be like, yeah, it's the Looney Tunes show, and it would be, like, sort of updated.
Yeah.
It was crap. See,
I remember that, but I remember it being, like, they were just playing the old cartoons.
Yeah, well, they did that, too, but sometimes they'd trot out the new ones that were, like, trying not to be overtly racist and stuff. And, you know, I understand that Warner Brothers doesn't want to, like... You know, when you create something in the 40s and 50s, it's going to have, like, racist shit in it. But, like, burying it isn't helping anything. Like, because everybody wants to watch those old cartoons, but you can't find them anywhere. And the ones
you
do find...
Like the Tom and Jerry's with the old mammies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, here's the thing, Trung. When I was a kid...
Uh-huh. Let me teach you something, Trung.
We would watch, like, Tom and Jerry cartoons and stuff like that. And there was always a woman who owned Tom, and she'd always like, get that darn mouse! Yeah. She had hands that were fat... and black as night, but her palms were white. So she was obviously a large black woman. Uh-huh. And so she'd come out. You'd never see your face either. Yeah. It was always from the shoulders down. And she'd come out spouting racist shit. And we were just cool with it.
Yeah, just like Nanny from Muppet
Well,
Babies.
I never understand what she said, so Nanny, I had no idea. Nanny I did from, watch a lot of
Yeah,
Tom
well, Nanny from Muppet Babies was not racist. She was just an old lady.
We never saw her face, and she always came in like, you damn frog!
No, she did not talk like that. She, number one, like her arms and hands were white, Andy, so it's not like she was coming in, like, whatever, like the, you know how when like white people like Japanese things, they're called weeaboos? What, she wasn't like one of those for black people. Okay, here's what, weeaboos are white people for Japanese. I think Steven's, like, we should call people Seagals, because he loves blacking it up. All of the movies, not all, half of the movies he's in that we've watched, he's like, oh man, he's living in Louisiana, all around all these black people, and he is sassy as shit. And
wearing do-rags.
Yeah, running around wearing do-rags, and like, he's with Eddie Griffin in one movie, and he's like, hey man, slack him, lack him, and he's like doing handshakes and shit to him, and I'm like, this is not cool. What's happening?
Is that like how Jet Li did a whole bunch of like hip-hop kung fu movies?
Yeah, like Cradle to Grave, I think, was one.
And Romeo Must Die or whatever.
Yeah. So, but I feel like there's a connection, like, or a disconnection, because like Asian and African American are very culturally, like, there's some glaring differences there.
Yeah.
But Steven Seagal, he just runs in fat, like a black haired Santa.
He blends right in.
He's like, give me some of them chitlins. And all these black people are like, oh, Steven, you're so sassy. And I'm like, no.
Meanwhile, David's on the couch laughing it up. Oh, Steven, you are sassy.
Steven, like, thinks he can walk into Compton and be like, hey, brothers. And then he's like, in real life, he'd be shot 400 times and then thrown down a sewer grate. But like in his movies,
fit, David.
Well, no, they'd have to chop him. They'd have to chop him up, obviously, but... Yeah, he could just waltz into anywhere and be like, soul got to be. I love the, you know, like.
Turning into Bill Cosby now.
Hey, kids.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Steven Seagal.
It's Steven Seagal. A mafia guy stole my daughter.
I'm an ex-CIA agent fireman whose wife was just killed by the Yakuza.
We watched one where he was like, he worked for the CDC, like he was the smartest doctor in the world.
He was the only immunologist that could solve
and
their
like,
problem.
I got your cure right here, and he like pulls some flowers out of the garden, and he's like, boil this into a tea, and that works!
Tea was the cure.
Yeah! Like of all the nationalities that Steven Seagal like essentially like steps into, Italian, meh, black is hilarious. The when he's trying to be an Asian, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. When he's Native American, he doesn't really do too much like racist shit. He's just like, oh, I respect the land.
Yeah,
like
I use every part of the animal.
Yeah, when he's black, he's wearing a fucking like do-rag and Mr. T gold chains. But when he's in a Native American, he's like, oh, respect.
David, I can buy Steven Seagal as two nationalities, white or fat Spanish.
Well, he's Russian.
Yeah,
he has three citizenships.
What?
Yeah. He has American, Russian, and what was
Serbian.
Serbian citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Is it because when he sits on a border, he's in like three different countries?
Yeah, he's like, just give him all of them. Who cares? He's never going to go anywhere. But
he doesn't go anywhere.
What bums me out is Steven Seagal is like a super Trump supporter.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, he wants to get in there and blow Putin as much as Trump does. But here's the thing. In his movies, it's always like they're going to some place where like the majority of the people living in this locale would be brown, you know, in skin tone. But everybody he meets is like lily white.
All the movies are shot in Romania.
The Mexican cartel is running drugs and they stole my daughter. Meanwhile, the head of the Mexican cartel is like me. He's like, hey, SA. And I'm like, what?
Does that mean this is like a modern day spaghetti Western sort of thing?
Well, it's like a borscht Western.
Borscht Western.
It's borscht crime.
Yeah. Well, and almost all of his movies are shot in Romania. And that must be their, like, the reason Romania is still like a country is because they are getting money from Steven Seagal 24/7.
Also, the riches of Dracula.
Sure.
Well, yeah,
they're still finding his riches.
Yeah, they're
like, he gives them out to the poor.
There's a picture that Truman pulled up of him, of the Seagal shaking Putin's hand.
There's Seagal shaking the Putin.
Don't shake
the poot.
There's a bunch of celebrities now that are Trump supporters, and they all put them in like one corner during an award show, and it's like Mel Gibson, that guy from Dodgeball.
What guy from Dodgeball?
Like the main
Vince
guy.
Vaughn?
Ben Stiller.
No.
Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Oh.
There we go.
And Adam Baldwin. And everybody pokes fun at them, and they all just sit there going, meh.
Well, I knew probably Vince Vaughn would, because he's like a big gun nut. And you wouldn't know that just by like casual encounters in his movies or whatever. But he's like really crazy right wing.
Yeah, well, fuck you, Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. You know.
Since I've fallen in love with Seagal, I had completely forgotten about Val Kilmer. So... Uh-huh.
Val Kilmer, like the one of the best lines in American Dad is about how Val Kilmer insulted Oprah and now she's slowly turning into a pumpkin.
Yeah,
his well, career took a nosedive.
Well, and here's the thing,
Adam Wright. Do you know what he's doing right now?
Probably eating a burger.
It's stage plays about Mark Twain. He does a one man Mark Twain show.
What? Yeah. Here, that leads me in, because like I started following him on Twitter, and the only thing he does now is like this weird one man show. And he drinks paint, barfs it onto a canvas, and sells it for $1 million. Yeah, go to like valkilmer.com. It's only his art now.
What?
He only does art. And it's Val all, Kilmer. And he's like so, like trying so hard to like cash in on his old roles. 90% of it are like art deco pictures of him as Doc Holliday.
Well, and where the hell did Jean-Claude Van Damme go, speaking of?
He's on Netflix now.
Is he? Yeah. What is he doing there?
We just watched one where he got... No, we didn't watch the one where they stole his kidney.
We watched Welcome to the Jungle, which was terrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Welcome... Well, that was a comedy.
I hear they have fun in games, though.
Swelter. Yeah. I don't know how to say
that. Oh, yeah,
that.
Swelter. Jean-Claude Van Damme kicks nobody, punches nobody.
What's the
but
point?
But he looks good doing it.
Then is shot in the chest and dies.
Jean-Claude gosh darn.
Yeah, well, there's if you look up now, I can't remember what the name of the movie, but there's a movie on Netflix where somebody stole his kidney and he's
Pound
trying to get
flesh.
It back.
Pound of flesh.
I know how that
well,
is,
on.
Actually.
The still image of that movie after having a kidney stolen is him doing the splits with one leg on a guy's rearview mirror as he drives away.
Well, that it's man, like his niece needs a kidney, but this guy steals the kidney and gives it to his niece. And at the have you seen it? Do you want a spoiler?
I haven't seen it. So they don't steal
I have
it.
Seen it already.
Well,
so
they don't steal the kidney from Van Damme?
Yeah, they steal the kidney from him.
And he's doing the splits later?
I can't remember.
Well, and then later on he's like, oh, I can't take a kidney from a little girl. I'll just die. Here, have my other kidney.
He'll just die?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of crazy.
Off into the
like he kills so many people and then to not have just anything achieved.
Yeah, I feel like the way the way that Jean-Claude Van Damme wants to die is like, remember that like, what was it? A Saab commercial or something where he does the splits between those two trucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like when he's ready to go, he's gonna recreate that, and then the trucks are just gonna slam together.
They're not gonna pull him over a stationary knife.
No, they're like gonna smash him into a thing, and then split and drop his body into like a coffin shaped like the Kumite ring.
Into two coffins cut in half.
Yeah, and then Chong Li from Bloodsport's gonna come over and blow boogers onto his coffin.
Ew.
And then you see his spirit rise from his body.
And he's got this weird thing growing on his head that apparently is like its own character now.
It's a lesion well, that he won't get rid of.
Yeah,
because
he's got this huge bump just hanging on the side of his head. It looks like
it's
a Christmas ornament.
Oh, he has a vestigial Raul Julia.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it like has a little face, and it's like, I was in overdrive at the memory bank. Yeah, after Raul Julia died, his soul inhabited the carbuncle on his head.
Is it this picture?
It's that one.
It's annoying because since he's French, it's constantly trying to kiss him.
Well, he's not. Oh, who's French?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Jean?
No, he's from Brussels.
Yeah,
he's Belgian.
He speaks French.
Well, they speak that in Belgium.
So do Canadians, Andy.
Andy, this is a serious question. Have you never heard him referred to as the muscles from Brussels?
No.
What?
I've seen...
I thought they just meant he got his muscles from eating vegetables.
I've seen a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, and it was Street Fighter.
The muscles from broccoli.
No, that's not it.
Severely miscast in Street Fighter, by the way. I'm an all-American dude.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, Schwarzenegger and Van Damme are always all American dudes, and everyone's just like, hey, Jack, or like, we just rewatched The Sixth Day with Schwarzenegger, and he's like, I'm all American. And they're like, what? Like, his name is Adam something. I'm like, no, come on, man.
Don't clone a man.
Yeah. That movie, I feel it was a missed opportunity. That should definitely have been rated R.
Yeah, could have been. Like, should have been.
Should have been. Because especially when, like, what's her name? Cate Blanchett wakes up after getting killed the first time, and her tits are there, but there's, like, a piece of medical equipment, like, blocking her nipples out. I'm like, dude, move that thing the fuck out of the way.
This isn't Austin Powers, Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, and then people, like, and they have to use lasers instead of bullets, because it's the future, obviously. And in a PG-13 movie, they can show a man getting his ribs crushed by two cars, but they can't show Cate Blanchett's nipples?
Why yeah, in a non, nipples?
Like, erotic way.
If you see a naked woman and her nipples are, like, conspicuously covered, you want to be like, what's up with that? You want to get those...
What's behind that?
Yeah.
Maybe they're weird looking, because maybe she had a kid, and...
You want to get
maybe
at those
she has
nips.
Three of them.
Oh yeah,
that's like that anime
three.
Biohunter. You ever see that?
Oh god.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Where that lady's titties eat that guy.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you get demons.
Well, you know,
right?
But David, it's like when we're watching Westworld, there's so much nudity in that, but it's also clinical that you're like, eh.
Yeah, because like if they're robots, you're like, oh, that's a robot titty.
Well, it's not even that. It's like there's no interest in them. Like nobody points them out or
look at that nude woman.
Pays them any mind?
Titties.
Look at them boobs.
Well, because they're probably also desensitized to it. Like if you're running around with robots all the time, having to dress them and redress them for every scenario there, and you're just like, oh, there it are. Like you're probably bumping your head on their tits, like when you're going down to tie their shoes all the time.
Get out of the way.
You gotta like, props for every pair of titties. There was some dude hanging brain.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he's like, he's like trying to slip a pair of like boxers onto Ed Harris or whatever, and his balls. Are just robot balls are hanging there. But here, okay, so I don't think they would put the balls. The breasts you need for the women to fill out the thing. But I don't think they would put a dick in balls because you're never going to see
no,
that.
No, but people can fuck them. So.
Yeah, there's like sex and stuff in Westworld.
But so do the women get fucked by the dude robots?
They can't. Like, some of them are programmed to do that, but regular dudes come and fuck the lady robots.
Well, yeah, but here's
for that matter.
But there's a reason for that. Like, it's easier to build something to fuck than to have something built to fuck you. Like,
built to fuck you.
Yeah, like anyone can stick their dick in anything. Like to build a facsimile of a vagina is like, okay, here's some silly putty, ba 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 ba, bam. Like with a working penis, you need like hydraulics and thrust power and like
they've already made a person sized robot that can move and function on its own.
My God.
Yeah, but
Ed Harris's balls.
Do you think they were confounded by the penis mechanics?
Well, not only
we got
the penis,
everything but that. I don't understand.
Not only the penis mechanics, but like not doing it too fast because they're robots. Like they have to have like tempo put into them, and like if this happens, you have to sort of like read the scene.
They already improvise speech.
Yeah, but speech, like you're not going to kill anyone with speech. Like you can kill someone with your
hurt,
dick,
David.
If you go, like, if the robot's like, fuck you, bitch, someone's not going to go, dead. If a robot is fucking a woman and he doesn't know when to stop, he's, like, jackhammering her into the bedrock.
Yeah, but you can say the same for the robot that's designed to arm wrestle guests or...
True, but it's easier
one that, like, ties on their tie.
Well, yeah, but you can be like, here, our arm wrestling robot will put it up to this many pounds per square inch so the guest can always win.
So
like,
you do the same with the male prostitute robot.
But each thrust you have, and, like, do you make him kiss you? Do you make him eat? Like,
there's so many variables.
Most of them are, there's a lot of whores and man whores in there, so you'd never kiss a whore, dude.
So, and also, who is the man sitting behind, a console at a desk being like, okay, I've got to type in this blowjob code.
He's like,
tickety tick, tick,
somebody
tick,
tick. Had to do that.
It was Anthony Hopkins.
He's like, hey, man, I spent 9 hours debugging the blowjob program yesterday. Like, hey, let's get some work done around here.
Like, I'm the only one working on this blowjob.
Yeah,
God, the blowjob robot has escaped from its pen.
Everybody raises their hand when it's time for clinical trials, but nobody's there like working from the ground up.
For fuck's sake, guys, the blowjob algorithm is a mess.
Oh, who did this?
Adam, I will blow you.
See that right there. We need
to I'm gonna put that in my Andy robot. I'm gonna make an Andy robot that's very sexually aggressive. He's like, let me hit that dick. Like, he's constantly clawing, but I'll make his hands rubber so he can't work the zipper.
So he can give you a good Novocaine, an end job, a Novocaine job.
It would be
Baby,
like.
I'm going to jack you off like I'm Sinbad from Houseguest.
Do I have to suck the dick?
Oh, man. Yeah, so sex robots, I still feel like, even though like TV and the movies are definitely promising that within the next 10 years, I say it's at least 50, right?
I think you're putting, you think that the act of sex for a robot is too complicated.
Well, sex for a man to woman, I think, is complicated.
Well, they just made a, I don't know if it was a joke, I didn't click the article, but I saw an article.
It might have been fake.
Where you can, like, put pressure and shit on your phone and emulate oral sex, and then the lady puts her phone down.
Oh, so it's like a dongle?
Vagina, and it goes, like, it vibrates however
weird.
Well,
you're licking your phone?
You're licking your phone? What if you just, like, are using your finger? Like, you're at work, and you don't want to lick your phone. You're just, like, tickling
what if you
the screen.
You don't want to look like a weirdo.
Yeah, you're, like, sitting at your desk, like, oh, I got a text message.
Just what are you doing? I'm just texting my wife a little cunnilingus. Can you give me a minute?
Imagine the other side of that thing just sitting on the counter at home. You're like, I'm going to surprise the wife. You're like, blah, 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 blah. And you come home and it's like worked its way under the stove or something.
I thought the phone was possessed.
Yeah. I feel.
Oh, God. I texted it to my daughter.
Why would your daughter have one of those, number one? And number two, why would you have her cunnilingus robot code? I feel like there should definitely be something stopping you from performing cunnilingus on a family member.
Yeah, the parental locks usually handle that.
Oh, no, you don't have to program in cunnilingus code for your robots, David. You just show them a bunch of Arby's commercials.
What? So to get into someone you know's sex simulating robot, you have to show it pictures of RB sandwiches.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in this world that you're proposing. I honestly don't. There's so many.
I'm not
like
going to the knockoff Andy's West world.
Yeah, like Andy's like, oh, here, I got you.
World.
Andy goes to Alex, oh, here, I got you this thing. You put it down your pants and I'll lick my phone.
That's one of the craziest sentences I've ever heard.
I'm going to lick my phone.
Pants, I'm going to lick mine.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't click the article, David.
It has to be another piece of hardware. It can't be your phone. Because otherwise you'd have to, like, slide it.
Ron Perlman was tweeting it.
Well, here's the thing. You would have, if it was your phone, you'd have to slide that thing into, like, a Ziploc baggie. Because there's no way you're going to be like,
iPhone 7 is water resistant.
You just get one of those Otter cases or whatever.
I don't give a fuck how much resistant it is to water. This is pussy juice.
Everyone like, knows that stuff's corrosive.
Is that why you hate David? Are you afraid of it?
No, like, I don't want to, like, okay, let's say they have one, like, you, for men, you put your phone down your pants, and then you cum on it. And you're like, hey, don't worry, this iPhone is cum resistant. And you're totally cool with, like, okay, I just came on this, wipe, hello, I'm taking a phone call.
Jizz.
Yeah, like, imagine this. Like, you get a phone call, you hit enter, you say hello, and like a cum bubble like grows out of the speaker that you're listening to and then pops in your ear. You're like, hello, and it's like burr, 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 plop, and you're like, ah! No, Andy, this is a terrible idea. It has to be a dongle that's cooked up to Bluetooth or something.
Oh, now I can't see my Flappy Birds.
And you're like, oh, God. No, there's got to be a third party involved here. Whether it be sex robot or sex telephone calls.
Speaking of telephone calls, David, I told you that Adam and I went to the movies.
Right, yeah, remember that.
Oh, yeah, Andy's curse struck again.
So, not 5 minutes beforehand that they show this thing, it's Beauty and the Beast. Like it's like, no, for a special Beauty and the Beast preview, and it's basically a commercial that says, don't take out your phone. And the guy says, no talking, no texting, no this, no that, no this. 5 minutes into fucking Lego Batman, I'm like, what the hell is that noise? I look one seat away from me. The big fat man next to me is listening to his voicemail on speakerphone.
What? How do you... Like, I feel like you either live in a place where everyone is brain dead or, like, you emit some sort of radiation or wave or something.
It's Andy. Like, this stuff doesn't happen to me when I'm by myself.
Yeah, maybe Andy is, like, radioactive, and the more you hang around him, like, in a movie theater, like, it just turns you to shit.
It only seems to affect things when we're in the car or in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two pretty important places.
Yeah.
Especially the car.
I instantly got on his ass. I went, dude, seriously?
Well, he said something, didn't he?
Well, and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like,
how? Like, did you not see this coming?
Oh, I didn't realize I was checking my voicemail on the speaker.
Like, bitch, yeah. I'm trying to hear the Riddler, and you're over there on your fucking speakerphone.
Like, in his mind, was he like, all right, I'm going to check my voicemail. I'm sure nobody will have a problem with it.
I don't know. I don't see how anyone could think that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we went out, like, I think I told you this already, but when we went out with our, for my grandmother's birthday, we all, like, everyone in the family went out to dinner, and... Like, my cousin is watching Funny Car Races, max volume on his phone. Like, there's a dude in the background, like, sharing videos. Like, everybody, Jesus. Like, bar none, was like, oh, you know, since this is a noisy restaurant, let's add to that cacophony with, like, oh, here's a a video of, like, a gorilla taking a dump and then throwing it.
Sounds like a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, believe you me, it was the worst couple hours in recent memory.
Well, it's like those people that Alex used to hang out with up at the college, where I used to walk by them and go, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
What is this zoo up here?
One of them had a laptop that he would play. They wouldn't, they just go to the college. They wouldn't go to their classes. Uh-huh. So this guy had a gaming laptop.
They just
laptop.
Hang out in like the cafeteria common
what
area.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, I have a guy.
And he would have speakers plugged into his laptop at full volume.
That's okay. So we went to In-N-Out Burger, which is like the poor man's White Castle.
How dare you?
So we went there.
White Castle causes diarrhea.
That's not true either.
No, I would burn down every white. Not I would burn down every.
I burn down every white person in America.
Time to storm the white-owned businesses. I would burn down every. In-N-Out Burger in Arizona for just one White Castle. But that's
not
like here
to have the option to have a White Castle around here.
Yeah, I suppose the only White Castle burgers I've ever had are the frozen shit kind.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Those are shit. But anyway, so we went into In-N-Out Burger, and there's just, like, it's the busiest it's ever been. The line is out the door, and so we finally finagle a seat at this, like, bar thing-looking area, and there's a dude at a four-top with a laptop, a tablet, his phone, several notebooks, and he looks like he wandered out of, like, a secondhand gardener's warehouse. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? He, like, has a water cup, no food, and is, like, conducting whatever his idea of business is in this In-N-Out Burger.
Did you walk up to him and tell him that he's what's wrong with society?
I wanted to, but I was too busy, like, looking at the kids who were like, water cup, please, and then blatantly filling it up with Coke.
Yeah, those people go to hell, David.
Yeah, these,
they invented a new ring of hell for those people.
These four kids are like, blah, 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 and a water. And so this kid goes up, just fills it with straight Coke, walks up to the counter where the people who work there are handling out the food,
yeah,
and
right
sets the water cup full of Coke down on the fucking counter. And I'm like, the fucking balls on this kid!
here's one for you. I went to the grocery store the other day. Went through the self-checkout, and I had cold medicine. And someone needs to come and be like, okay, beep boop, mm-hmm. and hit a little button. And I'm looking around, looking for the lady who does this, and she's not around. And eventually I see her wander up, go up to this lady and go, I'm sorry, we don't have that brand of cigarette. And I'm like, one, why did you go to the self-checkout if you need to buy cigarettes?
Seriously?
And the lady goes, well, I bought them here last week. And she was like, well, the tobacco lead says we don't get them anymore.
Well, they're not here now.
So
she starts, like, she's throwing a little bitty hissy fit, and she goes, fine, I'll just take Marlboros. Also, when I buy heads of lettuce here, when I try to use them a week later, they're wilted.
A week?
And she's like, is there anything I can do with those? Can you return them?
Can I put a protection plan on my lettuce?
You can eat them faster, you stupid bitch.
At which point I was like, hey, I just need you to press the button for me over here. And she's like, oh, okay, beep. I stood there for 5 minutes going, what the fuck?
You're like, excuse me, I'm trying to make a very small amount of meth.
I'm trying to make a reasonable purchase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. People are the worst part about the public. and you know, it's a sad fact, but that's it. Like every time we go to, like, there's an outdoor pavilion style mall that has, you know, pretty ritzy, guys. But it'll have, like, fountains in the floor so that, like, kids can run through it when they're hot. But yeah. Every time, the only children there are kids with gigantic sopping diapers that you know are just full of piss and shit that is filtering through that thing and back into the system to be sprayed in some other small child's face.
Full of piss and vinegar.
David, we used to have a poor person's water park, and then they shut that theater down, so that fountain's not going to run anymore.
Where are all those poor people going to cool off in the summer now, Andy?
Like,
we're just going to have a town full of sweaty, smelly old poor people.
Whatever happened to dancing around in front of a fire hydrant?
I don't think they do that.
Whatever happened to sprinkler on the lawn?
That too.
But here's not the thing. Everybody has a lawn or a sprinkler.
Like, it's a nightmare having the public, especially where water is involved, because like if one of those little shithead kids in a fucking diaper, not a swim diaper, but a regular old holds 80 pounds of water diaper, like that is just the hantavirus just squirting in a colorful and provocative jets.
That's where the hantavirus comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there mice in their diapers?
No, turds.
Turd mice.
Mouse turds?
Yeah, they're mouse turds. So, like,
we use it as filler.
You know, they're like all laughing hilarious as like a jet of water erupts from the floor and hits them in the face. They go, hee hee. Meanwhile, that's like 100 parts per 1,000 are turd.
It's pee.
And then you walk by those and there's always one little kid ass down on one of those things, giving the weirdest smile to everybody walking by.
Like that is the kernel of a very disgusting fetish later.
that is the seed being planted.
Yeah, that kid's gonna grow up and be like the Kellogg's, or like the Kellogg brother who never fucked his wife but got an enema daily.
Yeah, yogurt enemas as well.
Oh,
yeah. Just imagine that kid who's grown up. He's like, yeah, I want you to give me an enema, but like fucking blast it in there.
Be like, okay, now this, yeah, like he goes into a hotel room.
I want to come out of my ears.
I want Super Soaker 1000 up my butt.
That's what I was about to say. Like he goes into a hotel room and the prostitute comes in. He's like, okay, this is going to sound kind of weird. And he pulls a sheet off of a table and there's a Super Soaker 1500. And he's like, okay, I want you to blast this directly into my butt.
That's one of the Super Soakers with the backpack water reservoir.
Yeah, and so she's like, ah, she looks like Jesse the Body Ventura in Predator. She's like, ah, like she's like old Painless here, and just like blasting that dude's butthole.
Change the nozzle. I want it to feel a little different.
Yeah, you're Jesse the Body, and I'm the Predator, and I'm sneaking through the jungle, and you're trying to hit me in the cornhole.
And after I come, I want you to cool me down with the Super Soaker 10 on the table.
Yeah.
Was that her pumping it or squirting it?
No, that was someone opening the door slowly, being like,
what happened to that business of Super Soakers? Those were the shit when I was a kid.
Aren't they still around?
I don't think people like squirt guns anymore.
People don't like shooting water at each other anymore. Society has turned away.
You know what I think it was? When they made those guns that shoot jizz, that's when people were like, okay, this is enough.
We've gone too far.
David, I just saw the other day that the Japanese are repeating the mistakes of the past.
They're making jizz guns?
Squirt guns again?
Yeah, they're making Splatoon squirt guns, but they shoot that fucking jizz.
I could see that catching on in Japan.
But that's the thing. Like, Mattel or whoever owns Super Soaker were like, yeah, great. Start with the 1500. Then we got the 2000, this, that, and the other. And you're like, you know, we've exhausted our options when it comes to water delivery. What else can we deliver fast and aggressively? Oh, jizz.
Let's explore other phases of matter. solid? No, those are bullets.
Yeah. So, like, plasma? So now you've got this, like, these, Trung, you obviously weren't alive for this, but back in the old days, we got so tired of squirting each other with water, we decided that human semen was the next best thing.
Well, squirt gun technology advanced faster than human society did.
Now, do you guys remember the first time you came into contact with a battery-powered squirt gun?
No.
Battery-powered? What kind of king are you?
I feel like that's setting somebody up for, like, an electric disaster.
Well, 3 volts isn't going to kill anybody or even shock them. But like, when I was a kid, the first time I saw it, it was like an Uzi-type machine gun-looking thing. And you filled it up with water, and you would just squeeze the trigger, and it would go zzz, zzz, and keep shooting and shooting and shooting. I'm like, this is a fucking game changer.
Shoots electrified streams of water at people.
Yeah, you'd plug it into the wall.
not only have our Super Soakers disappeared, but our Nerf technology has regressed.
That's not true. They have like those almost like professional grade ones now.
When I was a kid, I had a Nerf gun that was shaped like a manta ray, and you used it like a shield, and then you could point it at people and shoot darts out of its face.
Well, they moved. Here's the thing that's happened to Nerf. They've gone, they went to like the sci-fi realm, but now they're back to normal because all the Nerf guns we see and the Nerf guns we actually own shoot like small bullet-sized projectiles. So they're like
they're almost edging into the airsoft territory now.
Yeah, like everything is super realistic. So they shoot tiny bullets that actually like a kid can be like, this is imitatable, instead of like a manta ray or
I can't wait to use a real gun.
Yeah, like back in the old days, like you get the Nerf bow and arrow, you weren't like, I can't wait to get a real bow and arrow and shoot somebody. But now,
the
like these
bow
things,
bow and arrow is always like, if your friends had the guns and you had the bow and arrow, you were the one that got shot first.
Well, yeah, because you had 3 arrows.
Yeah, well, and they that thing works shittily at best.
Yeah, I want to be.
So
the
sometimes
kid
you'd be like, bing.
I want to be the kid that has the chain-fed suction cup Gatling gun.
Oh yeah, that was always like the dream. Because every time you'd see the Nerf commercials, they'd be like, "Do not recreate. These are professional stunt people, and they're like parkouring all over the place, and they're wearing like wraparound Oakleys, and like pow pow pow." Meanwhile, you get home, and in real life, it's you and your brother behind two chairs, being like, "You come out, no, you come out," and then bam bam bam, no, yeah, you come out, no, you come out.
Yells at you.
Yeah. You're a 22-year-old man with his own condo who leaps over a couch trying to shoot somebody with a Nerf gun and busts a hole in the wall.
Yep. Or you're that,
that
guy.
Scenario two.
So you're either a normal person or you're Andy.
Well, when I got David and Trung the gun Nerf, whatever they are, with the
Nerf guns.
Yeah, with the X-Wee round.
700,
the gun Nerfs.
And they were shooting each other across the house, but the guys across the street have them, and they like. They shoot him so far, like we see him in our driveway.
They have reckless abandon with their ammo because they're all over the street. Like my street is nothing but like an Easter egg hunt of tiny yellow sponge balls.
did I tell you? You can get those Amazon buttons that you press it and it automatically purchases something for you. They have one for Nerf darts.
What?
They have one for Nerf darts, and the smallest pack of darts that you can buy with this button is 50.
Wow. Well,
but here, that's like, if that existed when I was a kid, that could have saved me a lot of anxiety.
David's because, just going, boop, 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 boop.
Well, like, when you're a kid, and they're like, okay, here's your gun, it comes with 5 darts, and we're never buying you anymore. They never say that, but it's always heavily implied.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're never suction darts anymore, they're whistle darts.
Well, yeah.
I'm fine with that.
But the thing was, like, after you lost the first 4, and you had one left, you're like, hey, can we get some more darts? They'd be like, no. You don't know how to take care of things. I'm like, there's no way to take care of a Nerf dart. They will always get lost. I don't care if you're the fucking Dalai Lama, Mary Poppins, or Vladimir Putin. You're going to lose every last dart and then...
Well known for taking care of things.
Yeah. He takes care of his enemies.
If you had a dog, fuck it. You lost a dart the same day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they found it later in poop.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anytime a dog got one tooth on that thing... It was useless. It was no longer aerodynamic.
No.
Yeah,
the dog. The dog could like look at your darts wrong. Like, oh well, that one's fucked.
Avert your eyes, canine.
Yeah, like okay. So that's another thing. Like as a kid, there's a touchstone in every kid's life is finding something you once loved scattered in with a dog turd. So like all of my crayons always ended up in dog turds. All of my Nerf darts always ended up in dog turds.
It's just the circle of life.
Like, you ever, like, what? It's heartbreaking, but imagine going out to the backyard. Your mom's like, go pick up the dog crap. You're like, I don't want to. You go out anyway. And there's, like, a head of a Ninja Turtle. Like, it's like a turd with a Ninja Turtle head where it's like, it could
Donnie,
be, like, the
no.
worst. It could be the worst action figure ever, but it was like your last Raphael. And you're like, ah! Like... So that's where Donatello's bow went, and it's like sticking out of a turd like a cocktail stick.
Oh, man. Or you're like, hey, where's my Super Mario Land?
Gone.
Yeah, that happened to me. The game still worked. Nintendo makes good stuff.
It passed through a dog and still worked?
No. The dog chewed off like half of it.
Oh. You found it in a dog turd.
We always had small... David, my dogs could not swallow a full cartridge.
I don't know many dogs that could.
Well, they chew it up, obviously, because, like, the crayons never came out whole. It was always, like, you remember those old crayons that were, like, an inch and a half across that were, like, every color of the rainbow? Because it was, like, all the odds and ends. Like, that was what's coming out of my dog on a daily basis back in the day.
Well, put your crayons away.
Maybe your dog just made crayons.
Oh, I never thought about that.
You had a magic dog. You never even took advantage of it.
Yeah, because the color was mostly brown, but I never picked one up to see how it wrote.
Why do you have so many brown crayons?
If I wait here long enough, he's going to produce the rest of this Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, and you just like have to piece it back together.
Ugh.
Like a treasure hunt.
Being a kid's rough.
I got Donatello's head, body, left arm, and size. You are wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh no, where's Raph?
Yeah. So okay, here's a question for you guys that I've been thinking about. And it was also the only note I had on my piece of paper.
I will marry you.
And we're not getting it until 50 minutes in.
Yeah. Because that's how this show went.
And one thing that I definitely wanted to talk about.
Yeah. This is the one thing I had written down. So thinking back, and Trung, we'll have to open this up for you, but like thinking back, what is the which Disney cartoon would you like to live in? I'm talking about syndicated, like Goof Troop, Tailspin, Chip and Dale, gummy bears.
I feel like if you're in Chippendale, kids get like kidnapped all the time.
Yeah, and then mm-hmm. rodents show up to save you, and your parents didn't even seem to care. I mean,
well, you also have to keep in mind you're not going to be a main character in their story. You're just going to live right. in that world.
You're just a victim.
Well, not necessarily a victim, even. Like, how? Like, what are the odds that you live close enough to the Rescue Rangers where, like, they would actually come and interact with you?
I feel like Tailspin would be pretty cool.
I think I would go for DuckTales because it seems like Uncle Scrooge's money gets tossed around that city a lot.
That's true.
That is.
He does stimulate the economy quite a bit.
But that's the thing.
Actually toss. Like, people try to steal his vault and it, like, leaks out the bottom.
Yeah, because he's never giving, like, he's not, like, financing public works projects. It's always, like, when the Beagle Boys are stealing his money, they drop a fuck ton of it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're stealing money, like, let's say you live in a small village, you need water. You wouldn't bring the bucket full of holes, because then you get back, you're like, oh, your shit's gone. So I feel like DuckTales is okay, because it's sort of like that 60s era aesthetic.
Yeah.
What was the one I really
gummy
thought
bears.
Would be...
You want
be,
to be a gummy bear so you can get that gummy bear juice.
I don't want to live in the gummy bears because that's medieval, so there's no toilet paper, no indoor plumbing.
Yeah, you're going to die from some sort of terrible disease.
Any infection, like an ingrown nail, and you're dead.
Gummy pox.
Why don't you just get in Winnie the Pooh? You can hang out in the forest.
You can spy on a kid playing pretend in the forest.
Yeah, then you're just a psychotic kid imagining things happening while you're not there. Like, you're in a straitjacket in a padded room being like, Pooh, Eeyore, and like... So, I don't know. I guess DuckTales is probably one of the best, but... Tailspin is also okay because the pirates never kill anybody.
Yeah, the pirates never kill anybody, and it has a really cool, like... What'd you call that? Like a 20s, like Art Deco sort of look
like,
to it?
It's like 20s meets, what was that? Magnum P.I.
It's like a very colorful noir.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could feel comfortable because even like the pilots who work for Shere Khan, like the only enemy to the pirates at all who like pose a threat are always like, hey, they stole our stuff, but they did drop us off at Louis because they're cool.
Because like, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, let's get drunk.
They're, no one ever kills anybody. So even like the most dangerous thing that'll ever happen to you is like you'll be a little late somewhere. Like, they'll shoot up your plane or whatever, but, like, the bullets will never hit you, and then they'll be like, ha, got you, and then they'll be like, all right, now get out of here, you scamp, and that's
and
it.
You be a cloud surfer.
Yeah, you're, like, living in Half Moon Bay, fucking, like, the ice cream shop open 24-7.
Was it Half Moon Bay? What was the name of the... Cape Suzette, was it?
Cape Suzette, yeah, I couldn't remember it, so I just pulled on. Yeah, Cape Suzette, like, and like, you just hang out. Like, there's those giant guns to keep the pirates at bay. So
well,
if you don't...
Then, what, like, Shere Khan didn't seem like that bad a guy.
Yeah, he was just like a normal businessman with a kind of a temper. He
just
asked...
A little bit of a temper.
With retractable claws and man-killing teeth.
But Shere Khan was always like, this is not acceptable. And he would be like, fix it. He wouldn't be like, this isn't acceptable, and rip your head off and drink the blood spouting out of your neck.
So, David, in these scenarios, are you still a dude, or would you be the Mowgli of Tailspin?
Well, you would take on whatever. So, like, in Rescue Rangers, humans exist there, so you'd still be a human. In Cape Suzette, you could pick whatever animal you wanted to be, like a panther.
You could be a mountain lion, like Bobcat Goldthwip.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be a mechanic who's like severely retarded or whatever.
Like, I don't think that's part of your character.
I was just thinking about this the other day. It popped in my head for no reason. Does anybody remember it was a sitcom where a guy would go into the basement and talk to a teddy bear that was Bobcat Goldthwait?
It was like a stuffed rabbit or something.
It wasn't a teddy bear, and it was Happily Ever After, and it was a rabbit. Because Nikki Cox was in it, that guy who hangs out with Leonardo DiCaprio
this
was in
existed.
It. Yeah. You can find it on Amazon.
Well, I always got it mixed up with like Married with Children.
Yeah, because
like,
it was
they had a similar look to them.
Yeah, because that was the same thing. Like the guy who was the lead looked exactly like Ed O'Neill. They had a hot dumb daughter. They had a son who like could. It was exactly Married with Children with a guy who happened to talk to a rabbit.
That's fine.
Yeah, they're like, you know what was good? Married with Children. You know what was missing, though?
An Alf type character.
Yeah, it was like Alf and Married with Children.
You know what we need more of in our life?
Elf.
Talking puppets?
Yeah.
Well, at least the guy who starred in Happily Ever After never smoked crack and fucked homeless people on camera.
Mm. Oh.
Like the guy dad from Elf did. Do you actually? Yeah, he did. Do you guys remember like those old 90s TV shows like Small Wonder or There was a
Small Wonder's the one about where the guy made a girl.
Yeah, she was a robot. I didn't see much of that one. But there was one where a guy was raising this girl and she was an alien. And she could touch her fingers together and freeze time, and then she'd clap and everything would go out. Like
I
she
kind of remember that.
I get the intro song was Swinging on a Star. And it was always the craziest thing, because she's like, I'm an alien. And she'd go, wing. Like, there was nothing she couldn't fix by just freezing time, like, figuring out a plan, and then starting time again.
Yeah, once you freeze time, like, you can pretty much figure out anything.
Yeah, like, imagine, like, you're nothing could not be solved by freezing time. You're like, oh, I've got to take a shit. Zing. Now I don't have to. I'll run to the toilet. Boom. Shit. Or, like... You know, you're going to the ATM and the guy's like, freeze. And you're like, zing. And then you like,
get it.
You give him a wedgie and you turn the gun around. So when he shoots himself.
So when he shoots, he scores.
Yeah, when he shoots, he does score. Like so many, they'd be like so many people committing suicide around ATMs.
Anyway, Secret World.
It was called Out of This World.
Yes, there we go. Out of This World. It was crazy.
With Burt Reynolds.
Any of those.
Burt Reynolds was in it?
Was he the dad?
Wow.
I think he was the dad.
That's crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
Bert.
Back in the old days, Trung, like if you wanted something on TV, you had to have a daughter who was a robot or an alien. You had to have a full-time nanny like Charles in Charge.
Here's the brief synopsis from the IMDb. A teenager starts to develop powers inherited from her alien father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and her, because I remember, like, the biggest part of that move, the show was like, like, the mom would always be like, that's your dad's side. And she'd be like, I want to meet my dad. And she's like, man, he's an alien in space. And that's probably not going to happen.
Because he doesn't care about us.
That's like if your dad was a fish and you ate him for dinner. And she's like, where's dad? And he's, nah, forget about it.
Sorry, your father's dark machinations are far beyond us mortal humans.
Yeah, like, your dad's in the Andromeda Galaxy, so get that out of your head. Like, humans cannot get there.
Every day, Burt Reynolds wakes up, thinks of Dom DeLuise, and sheds a single tear into a jar next to his bed.
Because he's dead?
Yeah.
He's still sad about that?
Aren't you?
I mean, I stopped crying into that jar months ago. So,
well, now, when it gets hot, you set out in the sun, you have man salt.
Or I just put man salt. I just put some tea bags in it and make some sad sun tea.
Some sad tea.
That's how I turned into the Incredible Sulk.
Again.
That's how I turned into the Incredible Sulk. My sun tea was hit with gamma radiation from the sun. And, here I am.
The camera zooms in on your eye as it turns green, but also a tear is welling up.
No, they turn blue!
Oh.
Because I'm sad. Yeah. I was making sun tea, and a comet passed over my backyard and irradiated it. And now every time I get sad, I destroy cookie dough ice cream. You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, guys, let's keep it moving. Now that we've not answered that question that I had.
I think we answered it.
I guess. Trunk doesn't know what I'm talking about. And well, I couldn't land on anything personally.
I think we settled on Al for Out of This World.
I can't even remember
Disney! The Disney one!
Which Disney movie I have seen.
Okay, what Disney movie, Trung? Aladdin? Oh, you'd be good in Mulan!
Oh, come on.
Which one?
That's the Asian one.
Asian one.
That's the one with the Chinese
The one Asian one.
I can't remember any Disney movie.
Or what about... you could be Pocahontas. You could be in Pocahontas. You could probably pass for an Indian.
Yeah, but if he was in Pocahontas, wouldn't he be like a railroad worker or something?
That was way before, Adam. Get your history straight.
Yeah, but they don't have many like Asian immigrants at that time.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like you're saying, he's gonna start work on the railroad.
Yeah,
200 years
waiting to build.
Yeah, like, as soon as they get there, they're like, yeah, 200 years ago, a guy started a railroad. Should we just keep doing it? Like, let's just take it all the way from
us. It's gonna be here eventually.
Yeah, Trey would have got like eight railroad ties down and then die of like some disease.
The railroad baron shows up and the Asians are already standing there with hammers in hand.
Yeah. Well, how like, convenient.
He's ready.
They're like continuing his legacy. This is the Trung Memorial Railroad. The Trung Continental Railroad.
What a waste of Trung's time traveling powers.
Seriously. What about you, Krista?
Well, I've never seen like Disney TV shows.
What?
Like cartoons. Only the movies.
That's the thing.
You are now banished.
I can't remember.
Like, I never saw Tailspin. I never saw the... Ducks. I never saw any of those.
The ducks. Duck. The ducks.
You know those ducks.
You mean DuckTales? Not the ducks.
The
or
ducks.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck. You got.
I was gonna say Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck would be cool because it's like the shadow.
Yeah.
I think.
don't know.
That I think living in like a Disney New York where there's like a shadow type character running around. Plus, you still got Launchpad McQuack. You got Gizmo Duck.
Darkwing Duck was the same universe as DuckTales.
No, it's not.
No? I thought it was crossover.
I read a whole article the other day where the guy who invented Darkwing, like the guy who came up with Darkwing Duck is like, yeah, we just liked Launchpad, so we took him, but it's not the same place.
And
but I
Gizmo?
Thought Gizmo Duck also showed up.
Well, just because it's not the same place doesn't mean it's not the same universe.
Well, no, he said they don't exist in the same...
Bullshit. Tell that man he's a fucking idiot.
Doesn't Gizmo Duck also show up in Darkwing Duck as the same character?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Yeah, he totally does, because I remember Darkwing Duck being like, who are you? And Gizmo Duck's like, blather and blather skites. And he's like, I'm Gizmo Duck.
Gizmo Duck.
Gizmo.
It's me, Gizmo Duck. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Gizmo Duck is Disney's RoboCop. But he doesn't get shot up first.
Yeah, he didn't die in a hail gunfire.
He's a fucking nerd.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, what is the name? Sheldon something or other? Just, like, getting riddled with bullets from these. His beak gets blown off and shit. And his arms are all gone. And they put him in that thing. Oh, my God. That'd be dark.
We'll save you. I have the money.
I could live in, like, Cinderella time movie.
Well.
Because then you can, like, get fancy every once in a while and go to a dance or.
I don't. Well, you'd be a regular
person. It was
Fenton
Crack Shell.
Yeah. Look Sheldon, at all the regular people that were at the ball.
I don't think those are regular people. Those are like the social elite.
The Cinderella's people were not. She
well,
was
the
not,
only reason was like because why did they throw
invited.
That ball anyway?
They all got invited so that
that's
he
not
could
a reason
find
for
a
throwing
wife.
A ball. Inviting people
well,
is not a reason
he,
to have
it
a
was
party.
So he could find a wife. Yeah.
No,
so,
before that.
Oh my God.
Man, I had a David. I had a completely different vision in my head of what Gizmo Duck looked like. He really? Looks like an '80s woman wearing shoulder pads and a diaper.
Yeah. She looks. He looks like Sheena Easton.
He's so much huskier than I remember.
Yeah, he looks like Brigitte Nielsen in Cobra. Yeah, it's like what would be futuristic? Like a lot of shit on him. Okay, let's
a
do that.
Bigger shoulder.
And here, so Gizmo Duck has one wheel at the bottom. So we can assume that he's like maybe stabilized by gyros or whatever. Where do his legs go?
They get cut off each time.
He's got webbed feet that are 12 inches across and he shoves them into this like, where do they go? Anyway, moral of the story is.
Winga boys took him.
I'm sticking with Cape Suzette.
Me
personally.
As well.
And then.
I guess I'll join you. We can start our own pirate crew.
I was like, yar.
That
no,
actually shoots people.
Yeah,
that,
we'll kill people.
Yeah, we'll really revolutionize everything by actually murdering
oh my God,
people.
You see what the fuck they're doing?
Hey, Baloo, give me your airship. And he's like, boop, boop, boom, boom, Baloo. And you shoot him in his face. And then that kid's like, Dad!
Give me your Baloo impression again.
Well, and here's the thing. There is no police force in Cape Suzette. It's just the military keeping the pirates out. So if you started murdering people, they would be at like ground, like square one, figuring out how to solve a murder. Because it's never happened. They'd be like, what? A guy died? Well, how did this happen?
What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be in the Jungle Book or Robin Hood?
I don't think he would... remember any of that. I think here's my hypothesis. I think that Baloo is a family name that gets passed from father to son, and so Jungle Book, first Baloo, moving on to Cape Suzette, and then eventually to Robin Hood second, and then to Cape Suzette.
So you think Baloo in Tailspin just resembles like his great-great-grandpa?
Yeah, because honestly, like if I put five bears in a room and I was like, hey, do you see much of a difference between these guys?
So what happened in between Jungle Book and Tailspin that made all the humans go extinct?
You know, that Disney
was the last one.
Yeah, Disney hates humans. So once they're all wiped out, like the animals get up on 2 feet and they're like, I guess we're doing this now.
Well, I guess we have to do this now.
It's obvious to me that King Louis eventually got the power of fire.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
I mean, and he passed it on. But here's the thing. Because Baloo always, he's anthropomorphic from like the jump. From the Jungle Book, he can walk,
well,
he can talk. He uses hands and shit. But Shere Khan is a straight up regular tiger. And by Tailspin, he's like sitting behind a desk in an Armani suit.
Yeah, he's wearing a really expensive suit.
So like... Shere Khan made some wild physiological changes over the course of his
okay, but here's
lineage.
Another thing. If you go with Rescue Rangers and you get kidnapped, wouldn't it be a trip? Like, you're tied up and there's a cat in a suit sitting there.
Well, that's the thing. Like, how stupid do you have to be to get abducted by a gang of cats?
I don't know. I'd be pretty intimidated by a gang of cats.
Where are like, you wearing their nice purple suits?
Yeah, like, let's say right now,
oh my God,
Andy.
This one's dressed like a little thug.
Let's say right now that, like, your door bursts open and three cats in, like, tailored suits pop in. Are you gonna, like, do what they say?
Well...
Could the humans couldn't understand the animals in rescue rangers, could they?
Yeah,
even
the
more reason
to some girls and shit.
Well, that's even more reason to ignore them. If you can't understand them, they just walk in. Like, you're gonna be like, whoa,
that'd make
what
it
are
that
these?
Much scarier if a cat came in a suit and started yowling at me with a knife.
Meow. I would get
oh
a baseball.
God, what do you want?
I would get a baseball bat and smash him on the head and put him in the dumpster.
Yeah, but if there was like meow. 10 of them that came in.
Oh no, there's a cat in here now.
Oh God, David whacked a maid cat.
Oh no, he's wearing a purple suit and he's got a pocket square. He's brandishing
like some sort
a knife.
Of fat cat.
Yeah, he's brandishing a knife.
Meow.
Oh, he's holding a pastrami sandwich. Oh God, get out of here,
chipmunks.
You mobster cat.
Holy shit, did you see that fly in that little shirt beat the crap out of that cat?
That fly's yeah. wearing a tiny shirt.
And oh, P.S. Like, imagine. So you're you know, Monterey Jack, and your best friend is a fly. In 2 weeks, when his life has run its course, like, then
you're
what?
Find a new buddy.
You're just like, oh, I think there's probably tons of zippers.
Maybe,
right?
Well, maybe all of Rescue Rangers happens within 2 weeks.
But, like, that doesn't make any sense. That means they would be, like, doing an adventure every half hour that Zipper was alive. Like, they'd get something done and immediately be like, oh, they're at it again. And, like, Zipper is like, okay, I guess.
Also, that, why? Yeah. So they give Chip some Indiana Jones looking shit, and they're like, "What do we do with the other one?" I don't know. Magnum PI it again. It worked for Blue.
Well, yeah, because that's what they did. They were like, it was Indiana Jones and Magnum PI, and then whatever. What was the
and
girl's name?
Louisiana Cheese Pervert
Gadget.
Gadget, and they're like, "Oh, just put her in a fucking jumpsuit. Who gives a shit? She's a woman mouse.
She's just a woman.
She's even worth less than a human woman.
Than a working class male mouse.
Yeah. Sorry, you were born in the wrong gender.
Your species doesn't help much either.
Yeah. But there's the thing, too. Like, you're never going to be in any danger in any of these universes. It's just the amount of hassle you have to deal with.
See, that's why you don't want to be in a Disney movie universe. People die in those.
But only if you're a bad guy.
Like, who and stuff die all the time.
Well, but they die long, like, they're off screen. Like, like, the only parent who dies is Bambi's mom, right?
No, Tarzan's parents die.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And Simba's dad dies.
Yeah, dad.
Okay, so here's the thing. Never have kids. Don't have kids.
The Lion King, his dad dies.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, as soon as you have a kid, you're marked for death. Like, Scar, no kid. So he
yeah,
got
well,
to
he
live
was the
a long time.
He got eaten by hyenas.
Yeah, but that was because he was evil.
Well, no, doesn't like one of the sequels, they have Scar's kid.
Yeah, he had a kid.
Oh, that's why he died. If he hadn't had a kid, he'd be fine.
He had just impregnated one of those lionesses, and then Simba has to come in and fuck everything up.
Well,
children.
Get out of here, Matthew Broderick.
Well, look at Jafar. He never had a kid, and he comes back for 2 or 3 sequels.
Yeah, he didn't die.
But he gets stuck in the lamp.
In fact, he gets the opposite. He becomes immortal at one point.
Did Ursula die?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. She got killed by a ship.
Yo, she got Jaws like, revenged.
Yeah, she dies like Jaws. Like, she gets that shit run, and then she explodes, for Christ's sake.
I have a bad memory.
Like, the boat is, like, moving at 3 miles an hour, and it's like, poke, and she goes,
like,
boom!
A boat slowly skewers her.
Yeah, she gets the Cthulhu special and explodes, yeah, which is crazy. So that's the thing. You either die if you're evil, or you die if you have kids. And if you have kids and are evil, there's no hope.
I mean, you definitely don't want to be the bad guy in The Princess and the Frog, because then you get dragged to voodoo hell.
Well,
I
suppose he was kind of a father figure for him. The brother who dies in Big Hero 6 was not a... Did not have children, but he was like a father figure for his brother.
Yeah.
Did Gaston die?
Yeah, he totally
fell from the tower. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I also think that fall, if it didn't kill him, he starved and or like...
Gaston?
Yeah, because once he falls...
it made him stronger.
He falls out of the castle and he's like, bah! Like, if he didn't die immediately, he stayed alive for days suffering. Okay. And perhaps...
Smell something weird around the castle?
Well, no, he went into that, like, big ravine. So he fell down there, and if he didn't die, he was torn apart by wolves.
Nobody clings to life like Gaston.
Yeah. Well,
I heard
no one weeps like us.
Imagine living in that small French provincial town and like seeing a wolf run by with like Gaston's haircut.
Like, I wouldn't mind living in
get reincarnated?
Beauty and the Beast world.
No, like they robbed him after they ate him. Like there's another one wearing his shirt and there's another one like spitting.
Lycanthropes.
Yeah, he was eaten by wolves, and then like one runs in wearing his ponytail, and another one wearing like his boots, and they're like, "Oh, I guess he's gone."
I heard in the new Beauty and the Beast, people are talking about how there's like a gay.
We were just talking about
something.
That.
Give me a break. So yeah, that's the one thing.
Like his little friend is gay.
Which one?
It's what the hell was his name?
Lumiere.
No,
Lumiere always seemed gay to me.
The candle LeFou and the clock
LeFou, yeah. But like, everybody's making a big deal about how that character is going to be gay in the new movie, but yeah. I just watched a bit of the old movie recently. He's super gay in that one, too.
Everyone is gay in that movie. Like, they're living in France, and it's a bunch of people.
Even
like,
Chip is gay.
Okay, I take that back. Lumiere is not gay because he's fucking that feather duster.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he might Cogsworth, be fine, but...
Cogsworth, definitely gay.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Oh, yeah, he's played by Ian McKellen now.
Yeah, totally gay. Everyone
gay
except...
Association.
Because Chip, you know, he's too young to tell. Mrs. Potts, you know, I'm sure she had her dalliances when she was
Okay, when Chip turned back into a boy, was part of his skull missing?
No, it was his tooth.
But
one of the things I was wondering about when I was watching it recently was Cogsworth loses a gear at one point, which I assume they have to replace with a new gear, otherwise his clock won't work. But does that mean when they turn back into human, like, a lung is missing and like there's a gear in his place now?
Or it's like a kidney replacement.
Magic is a fickle mistress. Yeah, he turns into Jean-Claude Van Damme and has to fight for his kidney.
David, I don't think we're hitting Jerry's bubble drum today.
Oh boy. Well, we don't have any news, so let's cut the crap with all this Disney shit and head into Jerry's bubble drum. Which, you know, by the way, I guess is answering for Craigslist for a greater or lesser time, so we don't have an intro for that. So what's...
Eek, a penis!
There we go. What's happening in Jerry's Bubble Drome?
I feel
there's
like the theme song for this...
There's a lot going on in Jerry's Bubble Drome, David.
The theme song for this should be, like, whimsical and dreamy.
I don't know if we
bubble
have any...
Bubble Drome.
This is the triple P.
Do we have any whimsical sound drops over there? There we go.
Welcome to the Bubble Drome.
It's like a really sexually bizarre technodrome. It's
Krang is sucking off that robot.
Oh, yeah, like the Ninja Turtles break in and like Shredder's nipples are in clamps.
I have one
and he's like
called
whipping Bebop's ass.
But it's 2 minutes.
Anyway,
long.
Well, whatever.
This is from February 18th. It's the PPP, the Paula Piss Problem.
Is this Paula Poundstone's piss problem?
No, Paula Abdul.
Oh, damn it! Because we could have gone quadruple P on that.
That's a lot of P's.
I'm sure we could fit more P's in there.
Peter Piper Pizza and Paula Poundstone present Piss Problems. Proudly present Peanut Butter and Piss Problems.
When I was a teen in 1989, my weird faggy teacher made the class watch a phony anti-drug video called Straight Up.
That's straight is spelled
faggy,
wrong.
Faggy teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
About all these cool jocks who threw their high school lives away when they started smoking pot.
Sure.
Well, it's either you're going to throw it away as a jock or like the Ninja Turtles, Garfield, and, you know, they show up.
One way or another, it's getting thrown out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like James Caan as a smoke cloud isn't hanging around, or James Coburn, whatever his name was.
The anti-drug video ended with a stupid song called Straight Up, and I had it memorized. Straight Up, be cool and rad. Straight Up, drugs are bad. Straight Up, school is cool, Straight Up.
See, I did a similar move in high school where I took Give Peace a Chance and I changed it with drugs.
Give drugs a chance.
Yeah. Turns out a lot of people did and I was kicked out.
So, this week at school they had like a scared straight thing in one of the classes where an inmate was talking about how drugs ruined his life. And then all the kids wrote letters to this inmate. And like the sheriff's deputy was scaring these kids like marijuana is everywhere. It's even in candy. It's all the candy is marijuana. What? And like all these letters like, I will never touch candy again.
Yeah, well, like,
and I thought to myself, I'm not giving you any of my drug candy.
It's so bizarre to me that like people think that weed and like coke or meth or whatever are the same thing.
Oh,
like
totally.
Because if. Now, of course, this is what all the hippies say, but like if something grows, that I feel like that's at least a slight degree of safety over like someone who's making it in a burnt out RV out of Sudafed
sure,
and like
I trust
battery
a plant
acid.
Growing more than I trust a guy mixing chemicals and burning mm-hmm. things.
Yeah, like if during the like the preparation process, a man's head could be melted off of his shoulders. Maybe
oh, yeah,
not
careful.
That.
You got
one.
A little face in that batch.
Yeah, so it's either like, okay, what do you want to do? And you look at the guys making it. There's like a guy in like a little gardening apron with like pruning shears and a big straw hat, and then you see a guy like in underwear and like waffle stompers
Ryan
only.
Cranston.
Yeah, he's like, meth. Another guy's like, hey, brother, want some weed? Are you telling me that those are the same?
So what are you guys selling? Meth.
Anyway. You can liquidize it and drop it into your eyeball.
Oh, God.
Here, I got more for you. So these chicks were singing Straight Up in the hall and asked if I could sing along, and I sang the Straight Up song from the drug video, and they looked at me like I just shit myself.
P.S.
said,
he did.
That ain't Paula Abdul.
Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to do drugs forever? And they're like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they gave me the finger.
MC Scat Cat showed up and hit him over the head with a pipe.
Oh, why would MC Scat Cat be anywhere other than Cool World? Does he live in Cool World?
I don't know. I think he only lives in that Paula Abdul music video.
Meow.
There he is. Scat Cat, get out of here.
Fuck you, Natalie Stevenson and Missy Gross. Well, we're getting...
Personal attacks.
You.
Paula Abdul had come up with a much cooler song called Straight Up and made me look like a fool.
Damn you, Paula.
Wait, so he's blaming Paula Abdul for this?
I think so.
He's like, turning on the radio.
If that bitch, Paula Abdul, hadn't come up with that Grammy-nominated, I'm assuming, song, you know, his life would be 180 right now.
Oh my God. This is getting weirder and weirder. Now if I hear Paula Abdul on an 80 station... I have a hard time pissing the rest of the day because of this middle school drama.
What? Pissing? Did they kick him in the dick?
That's not Paula Abdul. Thump.
Oh, every time I hear Paula Abdul, I think of massive urethral trauma.
Here's your problem. What? You got a Paula Abdul stuck up in there.
Uh-oh, there's an MC Scat Cat clawing around.
Like bashful bladder, I have to piss but can't. Maybe it's my fucking prostate, but I found if I say the word blarg, I can force more piss out my bladder.
Oh my God, what's happening in the stall next to me?
Blarg?
David, you should try that.
Blarg, yeah.
Blarg. Oh God, it's everywhere.
I peed a little.
Don't say it. That word holds power.
Or if I flush the toilet as I piss, the swirling water is like a whirlpool that sucks the piss out my bladder and I feel more relieved.
That's how it works.
If I'm really having problems and I see, like, the opposites attract video, then to piss, I need to rub an ice cube on my anus, otherwise my stream is weak.
How do you get stuff out?
I think he has a severe prostate problem.
Since it is no longer 1988, how many times is he running across the Straight Up video and or opposites attract video?
David, if I knew he had this problem, I would have a television facing outside my window.
Like, I'd carry constantly, a boombox around
with me. You'd be texting him screenshots of the video, and he's like, damn it!
Don't you love MC Scat Cat?
Oh, no.
Blarg.
Blarg. MC Scat Cat. MC Scat Cat makes my prostate enlarge.
Damn you, MC Scat Cat.
Jesus Christ.
Get out of my belly.
Gotta put a Surgeon General's warning on MC Scat Cat.
You know, and I'm sure nobody, like, in the animation team and or, like, the idea, like, the writer's room, they're never, like, no one was ever like, do you think this will cause some guy trouble with urinating? And they're like, nah, plowing ahead.
It also says if it helps, I hope this helps you. If it has, please share it.
How would that help anybody?
Me. In case
try
you have
the blarg
any problem.
Thing and let's see if it helps.
Try some blarg. The blarg didn't work. Do you have any fresh ice?
The flushing and having the whirlpool suck it out, that only works on the North and South Pole.
Oh, that's true. Plus, you have to have a heated toilet.
Yes.
Because then it's just like a bowl of ice, like going on the circle.
Just spinning around.
I mean, this guy is writing like a personal diary online, it seems. And
I have a $1 million idea, I think. Okay.
Give him space.
Imagine a normal toilet, right?
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Yeah. Now imagine in like the middle of the hole, like right above the S bend, there is like a blender propeller. So when you flush that baby, everything's going down.
Oh, like, so there's, like it chops up the poo.
So it never gets clogged with anything.
There's no such thing as a turd too large anymore.
Except that it would immediately get clogged up with toilet paper.
Well,
toilet paper dissolves pretty good.
Yeah, we'd put like a 1500 amp or watt motor in there.
take it from Janitor Joe.
if the Nutribullet can pulverize concrete, I bet we could find a way to pulverize toilet paper.
Every toilet. Yeah, but like when things get clogged in the toilets, isn't it usually like the paper towels that aren't meant to go down there?
Or like a shit ton of toilet paper.
Huh. Yeah, but
if you're using a reasonable amount, I don't think it's a problem.
And even if you loaded that thing, I'm talking about like the spinning power of like Mighty Thor.
Oh, man, do you want to take a dump on my new ninja?
The little motor and assembly, we'll call it the Mjolnir.
Yeah, but here's the only problem. If kids throw keys down there or stick their hands in there, we're looking at a lawsuit. So it'll probably have to be further down into the S-bend, out of the range of children.
We just need to slap a warning label on there.
Or, even better, it's gas operated. So, like, on the back of the toilet is like a two-stroke Evinrude. So you take a shit, you close the toilet, you go, and then it goes.
Someone gets angry, the toilet could eat their hand.
You gotta pump the primer on the toilet, pull the choke.
You prime it, and then like the bathroom fills with carbon monoxide and kills you.
Oh, so your $1 million idea is an idiot killer.
Well, no, yeah, they find you in the bathroom like dead with this like two-stroke on the back of your toilet, like revving, and you're like, yeah. Another one dead. Forgot to turn on the fan.
Gotta turn on that fan.
Yeah, you have to always turn the fan on, or you're gonna be like turning on your car and sitting in a closed garage.
David's Darwin device that he's created.
It's the last episode of The Incredible Sulk.
He gets a toilet with a fucking gas powered motor on it. Or here's the last episode. He you know. Gets a go-kart, the Incredible Sulk does, gets a go-kart, pulls the motor off the back of that, puts it on his toilet, and he's like, this will make me happy, and then dies.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The Sulk is dead.
The Incredible Sulk. And then they throw him into the toilet because of the blade there.
I'm the Incredulous Sulk.
He doesn't believe things, and he's sad?
Yeah.
I don't believe
how
you.
Sad I am.
I don't believe it. God, am I sad. Oh boy!
Well, we didn't set out this show to talk about cum phones and the Incredible Sulk, but
yeah, I think that cum phone idea. Well, I think your idea about how the future will be is terrible, but I do think my toilet idea is genius because we could just as easy take it electric, so no one has to die of smothering.
Sure.
And isn't that what we all want? Not to die in the bathroom smothered on carbon monoxide?
That's how Elvis went.
That's the American dream. Oh, he was... that's how Elvis died. He had a prototype.
Gotta test my prototype, mama.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna fire this baby up. I just ate a bunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Or no, peanut butter banana sandwiches.
I gotta go drop off a hunk of burning love.
And then he turned it on too early. Dead.
Well, I mean, you wanted to get it warmed up a little before you actually try to flush.
And see, yeah, this is back when like those motors were enormous, and like there was no EPA regulating like
tons
exhaust
of lead
fumes.
In the gasoline.
Yeah, there's lead. I mean, come on. He was dead from like Heartbreak Hotel. He signed his own death certificate, guys. Yep. So Dave. Now that we've got all that out of the way, let's start wrapping it up, I guess. And you know how we like to do staff recommendations. So, I've got so many Seagal films to recommend.
I feel like once you've recommended one, you've recommended all of them.
Seriously.
It's not true, though, because there are tiers of Seagal. Because
there's
against,
so many nuances that people don't get.
Tiers of a Seagal.
Yeah, you guys don't understand. Like, Against the Dark is garbage, but sure. Killswitch, awesome.
Also garbage.
No, awesome. And or like Under Siege 2, Under Siege 1, a submarine, Under Siege 2, where do we go? A train? Sure.
Sure.
Now, Above the Law came out in 1980 something, and Above the Law 2 is coming out this year.
Wow.
That he waited 30 years to put a button on that.
They had to get the script just right.
Just right.
He's like, man, that one's a little too much for old Seagal. And he gives himself the double thumbs.
No, it took 30 years because they said, Steven, we have another movie, but could you lose 5 pounds?
No.
And he's like, put on 15. You got it. I feel like his goatee alone weighs 3 pounds because it's full of like butter and like rich Russian pastries.
Well, you could squeeze that thing out and a whole cheeseburger would form.
There's a pierogi in here.
His goatee looks like a donut they spray painted black. Anyway,
why do you have sausages tied in your beard?
Yeah, like, and what he always wears, like, a, in every movie now, he always wears, like, a knee-length black leather coat. And you know it's because his suspenders are made out of, like, strings of sausages. So that, like, during takes, he can
ropes.
Yeah, he can flap one open and be like, chew on his shoulder a little bit, and then close it up.
We're gonna have to take this cake, do this take again.
He's like, Steven, you're not supposed to eat the sausage until we say cut. And he's like,
Steven, if you keep eating your suspenders, you're not going to get a treat.
Oh, his pants fell down again.
Oh, God damn it, Steven. More sausages, more sausages. There's just a guy in the corner cranking them out. Like, he's got one huge, bulky
Luigi
arm.
Give Luigi the best of job, Mr. Seagal.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I guess watch Under Siege 2. Better than number one.
No.
And the villain is... maybe one of my favorites.
I will not.
Do it. I dare you.
I can't remember his name, and he was probably some sort of, I don't know, weird terrorist.
Well, no, he's a nobody, but his plan is to, like, use a weapon he created. It's essentially Speed 2.
A gun.
No, it's Speed 2, because in Speed 2, Willem Dafoe takes over a cruise ship using the thing he created. In this, he takes over a train using the thing he created and, like, is gonna, you know, blow up the world or whatever.
I don't feel like a train is that hard to take over. Cowboys did it.
It's not. Spoiler alert, it's not. That's why he does it. But here's the thing. Next time I'm up there, I'm bringing my binder of Seagal DVDs. And we're gonna have ourselves
have the
a
house
marathon.
All to yourself.
Ah, it's just me on your couch, like, the guys don't know what they're missing. Time for Kill Switch for the third time. All right, so yeah, Steven Seagal DVDs, get them all. Andy, what do you got?
We've been rewatching Classic. Samurai Jack.
Do you see that new one's coming out?
Yeah, it's coming out tonight.
What, tonight? Jesus.
Yeah.
So I recommend Samurai Jack. Although, like, everybody's like, yeah, it's the best show ever. Such a great narrative. None of these things are ever fucking connected. I was sold on this show, like, yes, Jack's got such a story arc. I was like, he forgets everything the next episode.
Yeah, that's the thing. Hardly any of the episodes are connected.
All it is essentially, like, it's the Deadliest Warrior before the Deadliest Warrior was a thing. So it's Samurai Jack fighting ex-villain from, so, like, he fought a man in a kilt and... like, it was touchy whether or not he would win, and he's a fucking samurai!
Yeah, well,
yeah, but the guy in the kilt had a minigun, like, leg.
Yeah, he did.
True, but...
and
like,
a giant sword.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. Samurai, you should be fast and, like, stabbing that guy.
It doesn't matter if the other guy has a gun.
I'm also looking forward to this new one because it's on Adult Swim, and they can actually have people that aren't robots.
Yeah,
he's actually going to be killing people that aren't robots or smoke demons.
Yeah, when I saw that happening, I was like, oh, I know a couple of people who are getting hard as I read this article.
Was it Trung and Krista?
It was, yeah, Krista was so hard. I knew Sean probably would be like, yeah, and I kind of figured one of you two would be super into it.
I'm on board.
I'm on board with it.
All right, so Adam, what do you want to recommend?
We just went and saw the Lego Batman movie, which was fantastic.
You know, I couldn't believe I found myself enticed by that.
Well, did you see the first Lego movie?
I haven't seen any of the Lego movies.
It's so good. Like, both of them are very good. Like, I did not really expect them to be going in.
The Lego Batman movie is a movie about Batman's commitment issues.
Well, you know, I think what... it's kind of like a Joel Schumacher movie, Batman movie, but done right.
Yeah, like, I mean, they make a lot of references to the fucking 60s Batman.
Yeah, they poke fun at the 60s
David
Batman.
David Egghead is in the movie.
They have, well, all of the Batman villains.
Because it's toys, and they can go as zany as they want. Like, people expect human actors to, like, act with dignity, whereas, like, a cartoon of, like, or a Lego, you can be like, oh, yeah, of course, he can do whatever he wants. That's hilarious.
Bet you weren't expecting the Gremlins to be in your Batman movie.
Yeah, well, when you own every property on Earth, you'd be like, oh, yeah, throw a... oh, I don't know. Like, they spin a giant wheel that has every pop culture icon on it, and they're like, oh, look, Die Hard's going to be in our movie.
Oh, see, I thought David was going to name one of the properties that was actually in
I don't want to spoil too much of it.
No, yeah, I haven't seen it, so I don't know, but I'm sure it's crammed soup to nuts with references, because that's our culture now.
You should watch the first Lego movie, though. It's very good.
I don't know.
Well, I just told
doesn't
you,
have
so you do
Steven
know.
Seagal.
I still don't.
Wait, David, there's a Lego Steven Seagal in it.
I'm in!
Where is it?
Why wasn't it on his IMDb? Does he still eat the sausages?
He does.
Tell me more!
Little Lego sausages.
Little plastic sausages. And every time he coughs, like, little bricks fall out of his mouth. All right. What about you, Trung? What do you want to recommend?
I would recommend Wayward.
That new teen fiction book you're reading?
No. The second book in the Wayward Pine series.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's pretty good so far.
Well, so what's that teen fiction thing you're reading now?
Well, I was reading Let It Snow by like three authors. It's like a collaboration.
Oh.
But it wasn't that great. Like, it keeps you reading, but it's
teen fiction,
it's not
turns out, isn't that good, because teens don't know what good is.
Depends on the book, though. I have read several.
You're still a teen, so I can't trust your judgment either.
Yeah, and when I was a teen, I read Stephen King, and that's not that great either.
Yeah, spoiler alert, once you take away all the fanboys around whatever it is, you're just like, eh.
Well, and Stephen King, as a teen, it would be weird because all of a sudden you'd be like, horror, 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 fucking weird sex. What's happening, Stephen King?
Yeah, horror, 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 and then like a 13-year-old describing her breasts. Or like an 8-year-old stumbling upon two 12-year-olds jacking each other off. So yeah, it does kind of take a left turn every once in a while. Krista, what about you?
I don't have anything.
Nice.
Perfect.
I recommend payday loans.
Yeah, pay 300%.
Always a good idea.
Yeah, never not a good idea. So yeah, if you want to get in contact with us, guys, you can. My email,
you can do that.
The Fistful of Podcast, the David Fistful of Podcast email is down because there is some migration of files going on. Okay, so here's the thing: if all of our old because of this migration, if all of our old episodes disappear, you have my promise that I will do jack shit about it. Because our IT guy was like, hey, I'm going to move all the files. All you have to do is go through the files and change the path. And I'm like, there are over 300 episodes. So if I have to do that, spoiler alert, everybody, you're never going to see those again.
Whoops. They'll be collector's items real quick.
Yeah, so get them while you can, because if I have to change the link and everything to 300 episodes, not going to happen. And that may have already happened already. This could be the future, and you're totally fucked, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Could be the future, and you can't even hear this episode.
Yeah, it could be the future, and humans are dead. You could be an anthropomorphic bear flying in a twin turbine engine, over an island.
What did that bear sound like again, Andy?
Boop, 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 boop. With his retarded mechanic who's like, engine.
Yeah. You done found a child.
Yeah, people are constantly taking bear cubs under their wing. That's the future we're in. Anyway, guys, you know how to contact us. Instagram, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. I almost forgot. If you want a copy of the RJ book that I made, this is the only way to get it. And the only people who can get it are the people who are hearing my words right now, because I'm not going to tell this to the Facebook. If you come,
geocaching thing.
Yeah. Latitude
in the desert.
Yeah. Latitude 48 degrees, 16 minutes. No, just kidding. Come by the Facebook. What is the phrase they should type into our Facebook to earn one of those books? Sperm phone? It has to be something that, like, we know they listen to it and they're like, oh, I want one of those books. So you come to the Facebook and type
The Incredible Sulk.
Oh yeah, The Incredible Sulk is good.
That's a lot of letters though.
Yeah. Well, it's the Facebook. You can put a paragraph if you want.
Alf.
Oh, I got it. If you want one of the RJ books, you have to come to the Facebook and if you say anything other than this, you don't get one.
You get nothing.
You get nothing. It's in the contract. Good day, sir. So if you come to the contract, contract, Jesus Christ.
Just meet me at the contract.
Come on this contract.
Come to the Facebook. If you want one of the books, I will send you one straight up free because they only cost me $2. Type, I smoked crack and fucked. No, I shouldn't say
that's
in there. What should it be? I mean, like, guys.
I don't know.
You guys are creative sometimes.
Thanks, boss.
How about I smoked crack with Elf?
Yeah, I smoked crack with Elf.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so my if you come to the Facebook and you post in our Facebook, I smoked crack with Elf, nothing else, I will instant message you and get your address and send you a book, and it'll be free and you can laugh or throw it away or whatever. I don't give a shit. So yeah, come by the Facebook, say, I smoked crack with Elf, and I will DM you, send you a book free of charge. I expect to give out maybe one book, because I think Joe will probably do it. I don't think anybody else will, so I'm out $2. So remember, I smoke crack with Elf. Put that on our Facebook, and I'll send you the book. Anyway, guys, until next week, I'm Dave.
I'm True.
I'm Krista.
I'm a terrible sex robot.
And I'm the Incredible Sulk.
Saying, remember, kids, don't buy your sex robot with a payday loan. See you next week.
So long, suckers.
Or they try to...
Podcasts Radio.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
David forgot the number.
I forgot I was three. I was like, oh, look at that on the table there.
we got a thick band going.
Yeah, but when we listened to it, it was fine. I think it's because I'm zoomed in really far.
Well, whatever. Okay, guys. Okay, here goes.
And I seem to be like topping out really easy.
As soon as I can start this this lawnmower back here.
Speak again, Adam.
There's a goat.
Sorry, we're doing a last minute adjustment. That seems better. That seems reasonable.
It's a lot better. Okay.
That seems reasonable.
I'm not going into the red every time I open my mouth. Like real life.
Into the
red. Every time Adam opens his mouth, it costs him $500.
Uh-oh. Adam's our
black.
Adam's our Steve Bannon.
Don't make me mad. Or is that Banner?
That's Steve Banner.
Wait,
and
who's
his
Steve
name's
Banner?
Not Steve, it's Bruce. Hi, I'm Steve Stammer. I'm a sulk.
Don't okay, make me sad. Up. You wouldn't like me when I'm sad. Nobody does.
Nobody likes me. Then he just goes home and destroys some ice cream.
He destroys a bag of snacks or a tub of ice cream.
Oh my god, he's raging through some Doritos. Look out!
Sulk gained 20 pounds.
Oh no, the Sulk got into our pantry. Please tell me he didn't find the marshmallow peeps.
Oh my god, our marshmallow cream.
Sulk can say fluffy bunny.
Oh, god. Okay, now for real. Oh, okay, man. Shut up. Here he goes.
Write that one down, the Sulk.